This is Rewind 2026. July 13th, 1832.
So long, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again.
U.S. Indian agent and explorer Henry Schoolcraft stumbled upon the source of the Mississippi River. Its 2,552-mile journey to the Gulf of Mexico begins at Lake Itasca, Minnesota, on July 13th, 1938. Spectators paid 25 cents to witness the first television theater that opened in Boston, Massachusetts. The variety show with dancing and song lasted 45 minutes and was attended by 200 people. The acts were performed on a floor above the theater and transmitted downstairs by TV. On July 13, 1959, Dedicated to the One I Love by the Shirelles was released. The tune went to number 83 on the top 100 chart of Billboard magazine. The song was re-released in 1961 and made it to number 3 on the charts. July 13, 1973.
Problems, problems, problems all day long.
The Everly Brothers called it quits during a concert at the John Wayne Theater in Buena Park, California. Phil Everly walked off the stage in the middle of the show, and brother Don said, "The Everly Brothers died 10 years ago." The duo reunited a decade later for a short time. On July 13, 1985, the Live Aid concert for African famine relief was held. Electrifying performances from Philly's JFK Stadium, London's Wembley Stadium, and other venues were telecast worldwide. The all-day and much-of-the-night concert featured some of the biggest names in rock music, including Mick Jagger, Tina Turner, Madonna, Bob Dylan, and Paul McCartney. The audience was equally as big. 162,000 attended the concert, and another 1.5 billion viewed it on TV. Live Aid ran for some 16 hours and raised over $100 million. On July 13, 1992,
your cheating heart will make you weep. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
An appeals court in New York ruled that Jet Williams, the secret daughter of Hank Williams Sr., was entitled to share the royalties from his songs. In 1984, Jet had hired investigator Keith Atkinson, who found that Jet had been deliberately defrauded out of her father's estate and his copyright royalties. Atkinson sued on her behalf and won. On July 13, 1995,
the heat is on the street.
The temperature in Chicago reached its all-time high, 106 degrees, recorded at Midway Airport. Celebrating birthdays today,
I hate snakes! I hate them!
Harrison Ford was born in 1942.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
Roger McGuinn of the Byrds was born in 1942. And Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong was born in 1946. The number one record on this date in 1955 was
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets. And that's Rewind for July 13th, 2026.